All is well. This is what Charlie Parker said when he played All Is Well, Jack Kerouac. Horns and whiskey and the light graying into dawn, with Bird or Billy or Annette on the turntable, the only thing in that basement apartment worth a damn. Only two or three of us left by then, so late, the hardcore, the sleepless, fueled by that inexhaustible need to grab it all, whatever it was, as much as we could, knowing all the while we could never get enough. God, how we would talk, argue, fight for hours, jazz, the beats, the blues, and rock and roll, Nixon, Kissinger, the war, and all the goddamn liars. There was booze and weed, plenty of it, but none of us burned as hot as you, the white crosses so your body could soar as high as your heart, and the quaaludes to drag you finally into dreamless sleep. Cockroaches and coke in the sugar bowl. None of us were saints, but you thought nothing could touch you. And by God, for a while, nothing could. Holy and shining, the way you had with women, and that horn, raw and sweet at the same time, so much beauty and pain at once, like shards of buried glass in the pure sands of a wave-washed beach. You came back but could never come home from the green hell of Vietnam with a craving nothing could fill for long and such a love like I've never seen for every breeze and tear and sunrise. Oh, you could blow, I mean that horn, and you said you wanted to blow the whole damned laughing, crying, loving, dying, fighting world through that horn, breathe it all in, and turn everything that was ugly, holy. Like that night turning to morning, you said, let's go. And we went up into the city, and the sun came up orange and cold, and you wet your lips and launched into Bird, After You've Gone, while the bridges filled with cars and the sun burned off the frost. And then you slowed it way down with, I can't get started. But what it was you couldn't stop, and nobody could follow where you went, and none of us could accept what you needed to give, and finally we stopped trying. It wasn't just me. I wasn't the only one who cut you to the bone. But when you finally fled Pittsburgh for Denver on that 3 a.m. Greyhound, nobody was happy, but we all breathed a sigh of relief. You sent a couple of letters at first, boasting about all the girls, how bright the stars were, the huge heart of the night, a different address every month or so. And I sent a few postcards to whatever address I had, with not much to report on. And soon enough, I stopped, or you, I don't remember. We all settled into the routines we once said never to. But I'd think of you sometimes, knowing you could never settle into anything like a routine. And years later, I heard from somebody who heard from somebody that there was a bum they found frozen one January morning. An old vet from Pittsburgh, they thought, with nothing to his name but a bedroll and an alto sax, who haunted Colfax Avenue. And oh, but could he blow sweet.